Yeah, mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night for you by us. Bro Talk, we're always on the mark. Shmay, man, Jason, welcome to the show. As usual, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, like, subscribe, and comment throughout the show to interact with us live and in person. Let's kick it over to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here. So first, let me just go ahead and say one thing. I apologize.
Okay.
Last week on the show, I said that people should not be using Cash App. And I got a lot of messages from people upset that I said that.
Because you shouldn't have been talking like that.
If you want to use Cash App, you should use Cash App.
I mean, if you have to use Cash App, some people are required because of their situation to use Cash App. And that's perfectly fine.
You could use Venmo too or Apple Pay, but you choose not to. You choose to use Cash App.
Somebody said, who needs to wipe the camera off? Can we be more specific? Maybe it's me, but
I know it's not me.
Tata guy, what up?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. So very excited to see you all today.
Oh, look at that in the comments. Okay. First time, long time, first time. I know that's right. welcome to the show, Ty. How was your week?
Oh, so fabulous. Can't believe how great it was.
You're currently battling illness just like I am. Something's going around nationwide. I'm not really proud of it.
Yeah, it's called COVID. That's what's going around. COVID is going around. It's just that people don't care. People just don't care this time around. That's what it is.
Dexter wants us to test for COVID. I mean, we very much may have COVID. Oh, well.
Well, we wish everyone with COVID the absolute best. I am happy there's effective treatment out there now and people aren't being hauled off to funeral homes across the country anymore from COVID. What's the treatment? You know, vaccines,
not caring.
Whatever your immune system does with you.
Space in the hospitals, available beds, you know, available medicine, stuff like that, you know. Stuff that matters. Okay. All right. We have a very we have a shot in 2 years. we have a very busy show. Will not be joining us tonight, and he's gonna miss a doozy. But for now, let's just get into the politics. All right. Last week's State of the Union was something I wasn't super interested in watching, but Dex watched and he said that, you know, our guy Joe delivered. So I decided to check it out. And it actually started with an all-time moment that we'll never forget.
Look over here, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
That will live forever, this shot right here. Marjorie, however, did successfully bait the president into a chain reaction of blunders just by simply interrupting him in the middle of his speech.
Not really. I. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself.
Yeah, not a great moment. So the person that Biden was talking about was named Lincoln Riley, and Republicans have used her killing at the hands of an undocumented immigrant as leverage for stronger border laws and overall racist fear mongering. But Biden's pronunciation of Lincoln as Lincoln really pissed Marge off, so much so that she pronounced it incorrectly as well during the after party. Here we go with Marge.
Now, we've all been questioning his mental capacity, and he had this pen in his hand. I had given it to him as he walked down the aisle. And when I yelled out at him and I said, say her name, Lincoln Riley, he picked up the pen And he had it right there. It's easy to read. Lakin. But he said Lincoln Riley.
if you missed it, here we go.
Say her name, Lincoln Riley.
She got it wrong too. Apparently it's a hard name to get right. Something else that his people in his party, Biden's party, aren't thrilled about is his characterization as of undocumented immigrants as illegals, with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley telling the AP that just like we should not be implementing Republican policy, we should not be repeating Republican rhetoric. Biden at first was resistant to the criticism. Here's what he had to say when he was questioned about it, you know, the day afterward.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
Well, I don't regret it. It was technically not supposed to be here.
Why would he say that? That's hilarious. I don't think Biden was expecting to get the question, so he wasn't really prepared, but he had a better response the next day when he had to sit down in front of the MSNBC.
When talking about the man who allegedly killed Lakin Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
And this allowed Trump to pounce. Pounce where, wait, you know, he saw an opportunity. Huh? Huh?
Wait, immigrants built the country?
We'll get more of that later. Okay. You didn't like that part?
I thought it was the...
Did we have documents when we came over here?
They talk about illegals, they're not talking about us. What's going on here?
Look, and I told Bill, I said, Bill, this is your moment, Bill. This was your moment. You missed it.
Like, Bill would have had a field day with this.
Oh, he would have had a good time with that.
A field day. Yes, that's exactly what Biden said. But that's not the part that had Trump riled up. The whole part about, you know, Biden apologizing, you know, had Trump disgusted. Just look at Trump.
That Joe Biden went on television and apologized for calling Lakin's murderer an illegal. He didn't want to call him illegal. He apologized. He said he should have called him an undocumented, not an illegal, and he wanted to apologize. They want to call him another name. Did you ever hear the other one? Newcomer. A newcomer to our country. Are we going crazy or what? Is this country going crazy? How about that one? Newcomer. The newcomer. No, he was illegal. And I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country. And he never would have been under the Trump policy.
He really knows how to work his crowd, don't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, don't rile up.
He really does know how to rile people up.
More from Trump later. So we highlight the blunders because they're hilarious. But overall, Biden got high praise for the energy in his speech. I know one was talking about Sleepy Joe. And he wrapped it up with a nice little dismount.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I know the American story. Again and again, I've seen the contest between competing forces and the battle for the soul of our nation. Between those who want to pull America back to the past and those who want to move America into the future. The very idea of America is that we're all created equal and deserves to be treated equally throughout our lives. We've never fully lived up to that idea. But we've never walked away from it either. And I won't walk away from it now. I'm optimistic. I really am. I'm optimistic, Nancy. My fellow Americans, the issue facing our nation isn't how old we are.
It's how old are our ideas? Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas.
Nancy was up there clapping. I know that's right. Shout out to Nance being front row center. Long time no see.
Last time we heard from her, she was talking about the situation. Okay.
She was filing a grievance with the government. Dex, Dex, you see Lindsay up there cheesing.
When I saw those teeth, I was like, so you could use a bleaching. You could almost use a bleaching.
He was up there chuckling. How'd you feel about the State of the Union, Dex, since you watched it? Ty, did you watch it at all? I assume Dex is the only one that watched it. Did you watch it out?
Jason, the boy is over there dying, and you're going to ask him a question. I know you saw
like
it.
Coughing up along my bed. I was like, go ahead, Dex.
That was a little bit. I didn't get a chance to catch it. I was actually going to turn it on and watch it before the show. But other things happened to get in the way, but I'm glad to be able to see the clips.
Okay. Well, Dex, what did you think about the State of the Union? Did you like it?
You're not going to believe this, but I was watching. I watched the full thing. And at one point, I heard myself say, four more years. I said, what'd you say? He like that man put it on the plate and I ate it. Like that was amazing. And then at one point he brought Jill Biden out, and you know I'm a sucker for Jill Biden. He brought her out and I was like, I'm gonna vote for Jill.
It is what it is.
I mean, we were never not voting for Joe. It's just like it was annoying that we were voting for. Like we were annoyed by voting for Joe, but we were always.
At least I could pretend like I wasn't at first. Now I can't even pretend like that. That was. I was like, damn, he's amazing. He really did it.
Look, he knows what to say. He's a long-term.
Probably got one of them little shots, whatever they'd be giving Trump, a little adrenaline shot.
I was like, it wasn't even what he was saying. It was more so how he looked and how his he came across.
Yeah.
When he started talking about his age, like as if, because, you know, I feel like we talk about the age stuff with Joe Biden as if he doesn't know that he's old. And right. Like he addressed it in a way that was just like, I'm fully aware of my age and I know exactly what I'm doing and where I'm going. And I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Commander.
That's Commander.
Yes.
Took his vitamins. All right. In other news, Trump held a rally in Rome, Georgia, wherever the hell that is. And in Rome, Georgia, he
it
has
doesn't
some,
sound safe, whatever.
He has some fun with Biden's speech, but first we have to get to the imaging.
This week in Trump, this week in Trump. This week in Trump, this week in Trump.
I'm gonna bring the country to together. I'm gonna bring it together.
Okay, I changed my mind now. Now it's still up in the air. Who gonna get my vote?
Well, I'm gonna bring the country to together. I'm gonna bring it together.
He's like having a comedy show at these rallies.
I can't believe someone that would actually vote for Donald Trump. Like, I like that he's running because he's running a comedy show, but I definitely would not like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go vote for Trump. Like, what the fuck did he do?
more from the rally.
Honestly, it should be 100% of the black people should vote for Trump because I did more for black people than any president other than Abraham Lincoln. It's true. It's true. I did more than any president other than Abraham Lincoln. Thank you.
It's true. It's got to be true. He said it's true.
I love the black people.
The black. Yeah,
and it's crazy because you know there's seven black people in that audience, and that the applause was way too loud for it just to be those seven black people. Why are white people clapping for that?
They were clapping a lot. Like, you're absolutely right. You were the best. For fact-checking purposes, yeah. Lyndon B. Johnson. Black people. LBJ signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and 65, which might be more than what Trump did. Obama had the Affordable Care Act, which was also, you know, a lot for black people. And Harry Truman desegregated the military. So I don't know if Trump is the leader in the clubhouse there, but it's definitely debatable.
And why is it not just like, you know, when people start talking about like what they did for other people. Why do you have to separate us and say, like, oh, I did this? Like, what did you do for the country as a collective, too? Like, why are you just taking us out? Because then, like, now I'm questioning what you do for white people.
He wants 100% of the vote. He feels like all of us owe him a debt of gratitude.
I mean, because they all know that, like, the blacks always vote Democrat.
The blacks.
They go right in there and touch Democrat.
Give me a reason not to, though.
Huh?
Give us a reason not to.
Because he's done more for the blacks.
Because it's true.
Yeah, but like, let's just run some stuff up. Like, what did you do?
It's say true. It. Like, he just said it's true. You know, it's got to be true.
True. Yeah, like, he didn't say anything.
Nothing. But Trump
never gives specifics about anything.
Never.
But if you're going to say, I've done more for the blacks than Abraham Lincoln, we know what Abraham Lincoln did. Why don't you throw out a couple things that you did, too?
He gave us stimulus checks after Congress forced him. That's true. And then we had to pay those back in taxes.
Because remember when he denied those checks? He said no. He said, no, I don't want to give them these checks.
Got them rappers out of jail who ain't care about you. Kodak actually went back to jail afterwards. So that was a waste getting Kodak out.
Still waiting.
You live and you learn, right? Hopefully. Hopefully we live and we learn. And we don't repeat the same mistakes. But we'll see come October. Time for our favorite game.
What did the Trump say?
All right. What did Trump say? Submit your guesses below. I will play the guess first, and then you let me know, what it is. Okay? You ready? Let us know in the comments. Here we go.
I'm going to bring the country to together. I'm going to bring it together.
Sorry, that was the wrong one. Here we go. This is the right one.
Compliments.
I can tell you what he didn't say.
Yeah, like here, let's play one. Let's play it two more times. This is the second time of three.
Compliments.
It's a compliment and Scamadon, which is what I don't know what's going on there.
It's the name of the title of the show.
Compliments.
Compliance.
Compliance.
Or the planets. One of those two.
Compliments.
Compliments. Okay.
Compliments.
All right. So let's see if we have any guesses here. Complaints. Fatima.
Yeah, okay. Like compliments with an E. Like my presidency compliments this country.
Compliments.
I think it's like the planets.
The planets.
That's what I heard. The planets.
All right. Here we go.
All compliments of an incompetent Biden administration.
Component, I believe, is what he was trying to say. Let's listen with. He never corrects himself. He at this point, you know what I've noticed? He stopped going back and recorrecting himself. He very rarely does that. Maybe 33% of the time. Other times, he just drills straight through it.
All compliments of an incompetent Biden administration.
Components.
Maybe
right?
He's saying compliment. I don't know.
I think it's components. Because what else would that
well, mean? Either way, you ain't saying it right.
Employments. Employments. Shakima gave up. All right, number two, here we go.
Joe Biden's the service and see.
Joe Biden's surrogacy.
He said a lot. Like, that was a full sentence.
Are you breaking news time? Joe Biden has a surrogate? He is a surrogate?
No, he's Jill's gonna carry a baby for somebody.
Oh,
she's like, we're not old yet. Got a bun in the oven.
Oh my god! Let's do the formal report.
President Biden announces. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're so stupid. All right. Did we guess? Oh, you have any? Let's do it again. Sorry.
Joe Biden's the service and see.
No, I actually don't think he said anything. He didn't. He forgot what he was about to say. He said a couple things, but nothing at all.
The services.
Joe Biden's the service at sea.
The service at sea is what I'm hearing.
We'll go with that.
Ty, are you Googling? Like, what are you doing?
I'm thinking service, disservice. I'm trying to figure out what that is. I really can't understand it.
All right. Well, Joe Biden's disservice as he deserves. Okay. No one's guessed it so far. All right, here we go. This is the answer. What does Trump say for Tuesday, March?
By far the most disgraceful part of Joe Biden's disservice is the divisive and angry speech.
Divisive is what he was trying to say.
I think he was trying to say presidency.
No, he wasn't. You just made that up.
No, he said divisive. That's what he said.
I don't think so.
Far the most disgraceful part of Joe Biden's disservice is the divisive and angry speech.
The most offensive part of Joe Biden's divisive and angry speech makes sense.
No.
What do you think he was saying?
Well, why did he say disservice is he first?
Because he misread divisive. It crept up on him.
He
just repeated
himself. He was trying to say divisive and read it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's no way that's what he came up with. Like I think they wrote DE and then they put a bunch of like other characters and he tried to read the whole thing out because that is not what he said.
By far the most disgraceful part of Joe Biden's disservice is the divisive and angry speech.
There's someone in his ear repeating the word for him the right way. He was like, disservice, and see, they're like, divisive. Someone's like really pronouncing those words for him. Disservice, and see, they're like, divisive.
Just correcting him in real time. He just had a producer in his ear at all times.
He's definitely got an earpiece.
Wow. I love how we just analyze Trump more than anything. This is crazy. Like,
Someone's
got to, you know. All right. And lastly, but not leastly, for sure, housing and urban development. Secretary Marsha Fudge has announced her plans to retire later this month, marking one of the few cabinet members to leave their post in the Biden administration. She released an official statement touting her 50 years of service and told USA Today that it's time to go home. I do strongly believe I've done about everything I could do at HUD for this administration as we go into this crazy, silly season of an election. I know that's right. She said, I'm getting out of here before these crazy people go crazy for this election. I'm going home. She leaves behind a legacy of accomplishments, including assisting 1.5 million first-time homebuyers and expanding federal housing vouchers, the largest increase in 2 decades. And she's also the owner of this iconic piece of internet gold.
Thank you very much, Jen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if I was in this room by myself.
Happy retirement.
Those black women are so nasty. They can't even help themselves. They just nasty.
She got them together. She was playing.
Okay. How are you asking somebody to speak to you and still be nasty about it? Only older black women can do that.
Hello.
Can't hear you.
Thank you very much, Jen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if I was in this room by myself.
Like elementary school kids.
This thing got cash to ask like an elementary school teacher.
Hi, Mrs. Marsha. Okay. Congratulations to Marsha Fudge. And now it's time to get to the scoop.
Scoop.
Sean King, a prominent figure in the Black Lives Matter movement, has sparked debate once again, this time with his recent announcement of his conversion to Islam. King, known for his vocal advocacy against racial injustice, declared his conversion during the holy month of Ramadan alongside his wife under the guidance of Palestinian-American Imam Omar Sulaimin. But for many, King's conversion raises skepticism more than celebration. Critics accuse him of exploiting religious identity for personal gain, citing his history of controversy and allegations of financial misconduct. Case in point, 2 days after converting to Islam, Sean King sent out a fundraising email to his new brothers and sisters asking for them to help support his initiative, which quote unquote cost us nearly $100,000 per day to run the program. Immediately going to work, Sean King is there. He also the same day, today, 2 days after converting, announced that he's going on a 5-city tour with Professor Khalid Baydoun as part of Ramadan's iftar break each night to discuss support aid for Gaza. All of Sean King's favorite things in one spot. Macklemore apparently also is going to be there, which is strange, but I'm happy to see that Macklemore is still out here getting booked for gigs, albeit in Canada. just shout out to Macklemore. He's from Seattle, you know, a long time coming from Macklemore. Grammy winner, beat Kendrick Lamar. Critics argue that King's conversion to Islam is not a genuine spiritual journey, but rather a strategic move to align himself with current activist trends. They caution against his exploitation of the Muslim community, warning of possible fundraisers with questionable accountability, as you see there in the email. Voices within the activist community, though, urge focus on genuine solidarity and support for causes rather than the individuals whose intentions may be suspect. Guys, is that something that you're able to do with someone like Sean King? Separate, you know, the cause from the person in an instance where he's trying to raise funds. Dex, what do you think?
No. Immediately, no.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
I mean, that's because maybe the work is more important than you know the struggles that the person.
Someone else should do it.
Yes.
Someone
else. Somebody else is available to do it.
Yeah.
So no, there's no way. There's no. Money. Okay. So do you think? Do you have any opinion on whether or not, you know, him doing this for, you know, a religious financial gain at the same time is something that Sean King is capable of?
Yes.
History tells us the allegations are usually true.
Yeah. How do you turn Ramadan into a scam?
Only he like, can do like that.
Exactly. Only you know why
the only you can do, Sean.
He's the only person who could turn Ramadan into a scam and then say that he freed Jewish hostages and then make us doubt these people. He's the only person in America that can do that. And we still don't know what color he is.
Look, he's very avid. He has the advantageous skin complexion where he can claim a bunch of different nationalities at the same time. So, you know, it is what it is. Shout out to, do we wish Sean King the best of luck or no?
No, we do not.
Sean King's not a white man?
No, he's African American.
No, really?
Yeah.
When he wants to be. When he wants to be. The boy looks like Bart Simpson, so I really don't know what color he is.
That's interesting.
Racially ambiguous.
I thought we hated him so much because he was white.
Nah, it had nothing to do with...
No, we hated him so much because he's always scamming and lying. Tipping and dipping, fornicating and lying. That's what he'd be doing.
Look, he identifies at, I know we've been over this with the person formerly named Rachel Dolezal. What was her name? Dialu. Yeah. What was her name?
Dialu Habukalmana or something.
What's her name?
Okay, what did the Trump say? Wait, remember that time when Sean King said he was in the hospital dying?
Yes.
Yeah, we're happy at that.
He got out. He got healed. I guess he raised enough money to get himself.
He raised enough money for what?
He raised enough money to get healed. And remember he said he bought his house and then something happened, so he needed us to give him more money to buy a new house?
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask me for another dollar. The door is closed.
All right. Well, Sean King, we'll see how that goes moving forward. Well, Lamar Whitehead. Speaking of scams, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a scam segment. Speaking of scams, Lamar Whitehead, a pastor at the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries in Brooklyn, has been found guilty on several charges, including wire fraud, attempted extortion, and making false statements. According to prosecutors, Whitehead deceived a person's family, promising to use $90,000 to help him purchase a home, but instead diverted the funds for personal use, purchasing luxury items rather than fulfilling his promise. But the pastor's misdeeds didn't stop there. He stands accused of attempting to extort Bronx auto shop operator Brandon Belmonte using threats to force to extract money. Additionally, he allegedly sought $500,000 loan from Belmonte in exchange for political favors with New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a scheme prosecutors say he had no intention of fulfilling. He also applied for some fraudulent bank loan applications where he falsely inflated his assets and even lied to the FBI during a raid on his New Jersey mansion. He released the following statement on Instagram after the ruling. He's facing 45 years in prison. He said, the story isn't over. It's just a new chapter. Stay tuned. No D there. Stay tuned. Single, singular, possessive. Is that an adverb, Todd? Is that?
We're going to stay tuned. We're waiting for the remainder of the sentence. That's what those little dots are for.
Sorry, when I see a spelling error like that, it's so ghetto. I can't.
We'll see which tense we'll be in once his sentence is complete.
God is still God. They can all laugh now and talk. After this, Jesus will still get the glory. Amen. Stay tuned. Oh, he put the D on it this time. For this new chapter called ... Reveal Truth and Vindication! ! Bishop.
I know what that means.
M. Whitehead. Watch God.
Dude, you about to be locked up. That's the vindication.
No, that means he about to come out with a podcast. That's what they say. That's what they say before they come out with a podcast.
His podcast, in which he'll be filming from his yard time in the jailhouse.
Well, yeah. Let me know. Well, yes. Do me a favor, Lamar. When you
Lamar, not Lamar.
My bad, big dog. When you decide to turn yourself into jail, let us know what a yard sale is happening, because I want some of them clothes. That boy be putting the outfits on every
that pair. That Bugatti in, I need that.
When I saw it, I was like, I need the whole thing. I want to recreate the picture.
He be putting Lamar be putting it on.
But I tell you this though, I'll give him money. I'll give him money towards his bill before I give Sean King some money.
That's real.
We need more fashion advice. We need to see more of him. Yes, not this gold number. I don't like that.
Remember that that Fendi suit is tacky as hell. Like, don't ever put that on.
No, I don't like that.
Like, basically like Ted DiBiase.
Yes, he does. And Flavor Flav at the same time.
Nah, he didn't throw it on that day, but usually.
He thought he did. That was Easter Sunday, I can tell. He thought he did it that day.
You know he did. So shout out to Lamar. We wish him the absolute best as he struggles. Kevin, speaking of struggling and scamming, Kevin Hunter.
We on a roll today.
Kevin Hunter, ex-husband of Wendy Williams, is demanding that Wendy pay him 2 years of back divorce payments, alleging that his financial stability has been significantly impacted by the stoppage of payments in 2022 when Wendy went under her guardianship. According to court documents obtained by the U.S. Sun, Hunter claims that the abrupt halt of payments have left him struggling to meet his living expenses. He's also seeking access to Wendy's financial records, alleging that they were promised to him during mediation sessions, but they were never provided. Guys, is Kevin a dirtbag, or is he going about this the proper way in order to seek compensation, you know, that he was awarded previously?
So last week they told us that his ex-wife has dementia. Mm-hmm. So his very next move is to try to get money from her. Go to hell. Next.
Okay. Ty, do you agree? I mean, because legally he does have, I guess, a claim.
Well, where are you going to get the money from?
Her estate. I guess he wants the guardians to give him
whatever. If she told you last week that Wells Fargo won't let her touch the money, come on.
But they're going to let the guardian touch it, and that's all that he needs.
So you think the guardian's going to go and pay my ex-husband some money? Please.
He feels like he deserves it.
Ty, what does he do now? What does he do now that he's no longer managing Wendy?
Nothing. He lives off of the court cases where he was granted, I believe, spousal support after their divorce. So,
and makes statements like this to get money. This is literally what he does for money. He makes statements like this.
And it works most.
Go to hell. He looks like a thumb. Go take care of your baby. No.
He got to take care of his kids. You know, you got to try to.
Well,
while you're pride, take care of your children.
Who has an infant at 50 years old?
I mean, you put your situations may arise.
Oh, I know who does that, Nelly.
And Ashanti. Not yet.
Right, 50.
Soon enough.
He is. He's 49, so yes. But yeah, no money for you, dumb boy.
Should court rulings like this have an amendment to if someone, you know, suddenly needs that money to take care of themselves, where they can sort of recoup this ruling and keep their funds? Wendy doesn't have. She's not gonna be able to make any more money. She's gonna need this money for her caretaking. She can't be given.
She's doing a podcast. She is doing a podcast.
Trump support is pretty nasty work, period. So I'm not really a big, huge fan of it from either gender. Like, what? You have to go to work.
The views of Ty do not apply to those Drug Talk Live. Because let me tell you this.
If you take care of my babies, like child support, fine. You walk, march up one out of here, you take care of your damn stuff like you was doing before you got here.
No, but they wasn't, though. Just imagine, just think about our own situation. These people were not making as much money as they're making now when we first came into these situations. They were struggling. And then inflation and whatnot, they gonna need their money. Not him, though. Not him, though. Because you caused Wendy to lose
her mind. Well, y'all gotta treat everybody the same.
Don't put that on him.
He did do it. It was his fault. That woman was fine. And then he started cheating on her, had a baby on her. Next thing you know, come on.
The views did he buy like a woman another house or something?
The views of Dexter Stuckey, the views of Dexter Stuckey are in line with those of Bro Talk Live. Because
if you see anybody come for Dex, please, and leave me out of it. Time for Q&A.
I got a question.
Dex, we'll have Ty introduce Q&A this week since Will is out, and Ty won't have a segment because Dex, I believe, has a BS report or something of the sort. Yes. So, Ty, you can go ahead and introduce Q&A for us, please.
Thank you. This is a portion of our show where you ask us questions, and we try our best to give you the most intellectual answer. If we offend you during this session, please continue to watch our show. It's all fun and games.
That's right. We sorry. In other words.
And we have a very small writing.
Yes, but you can go ahead and read the title there first in the middle of or the bottom of the graphic there.
Oh, I don't like this.
Yes.
A family feud. Am I being unreasonable? I'm caught in the middle of a serious. Sorry, I got to get closer. Do you mind? I'm caught in the middle of a serious family drama, and I need some advice on how to handle it. Here's the situation. My sister is the first among us siblings to have a child, and let me tell you, my niece is spoiled rotten by my sister, our parents, and pretty much everyone in our extended family.
You sound like
fast forward, I experienced two major losses. My boyfriend passed away, and I lost my job.
Damn.
With a lot on my plate, I moved back into my hometown where my parents offered me my grandmother's property to live in rent-free. I put in a ton of effort and money to fix up the house and even invited a struggling Ukrainian refugee and her daughter to stay with me for support. But then drama ensued when my sister's family abruptly moved back to town after her husband's shady job. Now my parents and sister want me to swap houses with them, claiming my place is too big for one person and that would be better for my niece to live in a beautiful natural setting. I'm torn because I've invested so much in the property and have been helping someone else in need. My parents are pressuring me, saying I should do as they want since I'm living on their property. But I feel like they gave it to me and to be my home for as long as I need it. Okay. Now I'm getting guilt tripped daily by my family, and I'm not sure if I'm being unreasonable. What do you think? What would you do?
Move out.
Yeah, get your ass out of there.
And kick them Ukrainians out too, because they're not supposed to be here anyway.
Kick them Ukrainians out too.
The newcomers.
Kick them Ukrainian newcomers.
Exactly. The newcomers. Kick the newcomers out because they're not supposed to be here.
I have a couple questions. The first question is, why did your parents just give you the house when you lost your job and your boyfriend? You had to go through loss in order for them to give you this house that they knew they had to give you. That was stupid. That was strike one. Strike two, you were living in this house rent-free and didn't think to get a new job or a new home. You thought that you were just going to renovate this home and then bring some strangers.
Put the work in, though. I mean, you put the work in, and who told homeboy Shady Job to fire him or whatever happened in that situation?
Get out of them people's house. They'll find you somewhere to live.
This is their house that they use to help people get back on their feet. So it's like, oh, you're getting back on your feet. Things are going well for you. You seem to be putting a lot of money into the house. You could be putting that money in elsewhere. We're actually going to move you out and her in. Did they tell you to fix the house up? No, they didn't. They didn't tell you to do that.
And they also told you the house was, they never said, like, this is your house that you can live in forever. We're giving you the deed to this house. They told you to stay here until you got back on your feet.
And then they saw you out. They're just saying that you got to go to the other house.
And they're telling you to swap houses. They're not even putting you out on the street.
You probably didn't even tell them. You probably didn't even tell them you had a refugee in the house in the first place. I'm sure that's not on the lease.
Let's not say you're allowed to do that.
You know, that's where you got me messed up, though. You can't ask me to vacate this property to move to another one because of the scenery in this house. No, 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 no.
Nice natural scenery. What do you mean?
But I am concerned. Like, why did the niece go to another house? At the beginning, you're like, how spoiled the niece is. You're blaming her.
Because the niece is the reason they need the house. So she's over.
No.
She's over that niece.
So she does want them to cram into the smaller house while she lives in a larger house by herself with refugees.
You know? Fatima said, I'm staying and they paying me for renovations.
If she would have never said the refugee part.
Sorry, say it again.
If she would have never said the refugee part, I actually may have been more on her side. But the fact that you move somebody else up in the house, that is insane to me. Like, you have to get out of people's house.
I do also think
you can't move refugees to the next house either.
Take out all your renovations if that's what your concern is. Just unscrew all the doorknobs and all.
No, if you made a space more comfortable for yourself, that's on you. Nobody told you to do that.
And take it back out. Make the next space more comfortable. You know, get your stuff. Enjoy.
They gonna kick you out of there too.
Put my old stuff that you took out back in.
Yeah. Nobody asked you to do that. House was fine.
For more questions, where can they go?
They can go to Stop Doing the Most.
Hit us up.
www.brotalklive.com/questions. There we go.
This is the hardest thing in the world, I guess, to remember.
you gotta yell Jason next.
Yes. Yeah, Jason. Do it.
Oh,
Jason.
But you did.
So press record and let you feel me. Video phone, cameo, your video phone.
All righty, guys. Today's category is unforgettable. These are things that people who are involved in probably will never forget that they were involved in. You guys let me know which one moves on to the Bro Talk Awards this winter. Here we go. Clip number one.
I don't like, though, that horse. You are too big to be running from that little dog. I don't like stuff like that. Like, if you don't kick that thing,
that man had one of them bamboo bonsai sticks and wrestling decks. Like, they be having it in them hardcore matches.
He's gonna crack that dog.
He yelled, get out of here when he cracked it. Get out of here.
It sounded like R. Kelly singing in the background too.
Oh, I don't think that was R. Kelly. That was a little too new for R. Kelly. They mad about Cowboy Carter. Oh yeah, that new album from Beyonce. Shout out to Beyonce releasing the new album. Who want to be Russ Simmons? You?
No, you.
Why me?
I said Jason uses the Beyonce song for everything. Now when she gets us snatched off the internet.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thanks you for use that on top like Russell Simmons.
Oh yeah, they wouldn't let me post that on TikTok. And I was like, it's not even my video. It was Russell Simmons' video. I didn't post that. Russell posted it. Like, it's not me.
I have no clue.
I know he probably got blood running down his leg. He's dummy. He shot in the video. You can't see it, but like he shot. You can hear him like shoot twice. Something. And he's yes, and then he gonna look around like somebody else did it. Boy, you shot yourself. You
said what was that? He said, I have no clue. Yeah.
I have no clue.
What was it? I missed it the first time.
I'm like,
I think he walked out or something. I don't know. What?
The idiot shot himself.
That would have been the gun went off in his pocket.
Yeah, pocket. That was called.
Why are you carrying a gun in your pocket, though? Are you supposed to carry it on your waist?
Well, imagine
the gun was on his waist, though.
I know. Well, I guess
he's in Popeyes. He ain't trust the people around. He's like, let me just grab this real quick, just in case. They be whooping up in there.
They be fighting. Not Waffle House, but close. All right. Next one. That was a Pack and Rocket. No, next one is called a Brick House.
Please. Over there! Get it going! That fucking thing's gonna blow up!
Oh shit!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Come in! Amy Jo, come inside! It's fucking dangerous!
Why would he get out that car like he was Michael Myers?
I would actually be really mad if you did that. Like, you could let it blow up, dummy.
What do you mean you could have let it blow up? She was right, like she was in the car.
Why'd you crash into the house?
Well, because that woman was like, get out of there, you know, the car's gonna blow up.
Please.
Building about to collapse.
That building was made out of plastic too.
Yeah, like it really fell apart pretty bad.
Because why would it fall apart like that, Amy Jo?
Amy Jo, get out of there! That thing's gonna blow.
But at one point though, their car started like the fire did get a little crazy. I probably
flamethrower came through that window. Did you see that thing?
But why your car sitting there on fire? Why your car wrecked you like that?
It's too hot outside.
Stacy was trying to get her car out of the way. That thing started shooting fire. She said, I gotta get the hell out of here. She floored it. I don't blame her. So that was a brick house. And the last one is called Casket. I'll just leave the end of it because it's going to tell what happens. But Casket.
Don't rest about until we put our foot down.
Well, that's where it was going anyway.
Like, literally, that was a bad person. They must have killed somebody because they went straight. Like,
they released.
Also, why did you keep recording? Like, you saw they were struggling. Why did you keep recording that? And also, like, judging by the crowd, the family, they was eating them cheetahs from KFC. That's a big dude. Should have got cremated.
I don't know. Like, what do you do when that happens? Like, if they...
It's down there. That's where it was going anyhow.
But it's not, like, locked up. Like, well, we can fall out. You got to pull it back out and, like, then pull them back
out. Well, 6 feet is broke, but put dirt on top of it and be like, oh.
You ain't throw the dirt. You can't just leave it out the casket.
Why not?
Yeah. Hey, like, they're going nowhere.
They would come back and dump everybody out through the casket any damn way.
They not finna get up and walk away. They not finna walk away.
But when the rapture come, they're just gonna be all scrunched up. They're not gonna be able to get
around. You know, in funeral homes, like before they put the dirt on, they'd be going down there and steal that casket back. You ain't gonna get that one.
Right. That clip moves on. That clip moves on forever. Not only does that clip move on, but that clip wins the Bro Talk Award. Nothing's gonna stop that.
A good boy is the one with the horses and the dogs. Pocket Rocket was the one who shot through the pocket. Brick House, as we just saw, and the casket collapse is what I couldn't say because I didn't want to tell you guys what happened. I wanted to see your reactions. So you were going with casket collapse?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's move on, just like they did.
Okay. All right, casket collapse. No one else. Rashawna said burial over just that quick.
Oh, can I just say something real quick? The way Black people carry on after a funeral, like, you literally will be crying over a person dying, and then the next thing you know, they'd be doing an electric slide. And I, like, that Black funeral etiquette is something else.
Who
I've
is
never
doing
seen
the electric movie. Slide at the funeral.
I'm telling you, they be having a party after the funeral.
I've never seen it.
They do the electric slide, they eat fried chicken, and they fight and argue and play cards. I'm telling you, like, it's like a family reunion. It's like,
I
mean, a cookout.
I heard you don't go to funerals unless I, like, really, really knew you well. Otherwise, I ain't going.
Oh, are you going to my funeral?
Maybe.
We'll see.
Dex, that means you're out.
No, Ty's coming to my funeral. He got to sing at my funeral.
Oh, okay.
I do that. I do. For a while there, I was starting to be known as the funeral singer. It wasn't a good reputation.
Yeah, I wonder
why.
Why is it every time we talk about death, we always talk about it like we're going to die before the other person? I don't understand that. Like, why can't it be like when you die, this is what I'm going to do?
We're going to simultaneously die together, just like all drop dead.
That's in a dream. You know, people hope
maybe
that.
Live on Bro Talk when we're old as crap.
Get the ratings in.
I would love to broadcast from your funeral. That would be a dream come true.
Who's funeral?
Any of you guys. Is. I think it's going to be fun. With that being said, let's get to Dex's BS report. Dex, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't think this is the right graphic, but we're just going to go with it. We'll just see what happens. Here we go.
You're looking at the real deal now. Gonna kick this sorry ass out on the street. What you got? You used to think you owned the street. We'll pack your bags and your ass is dead meat. Victory is sweet. Bring it on. Here's a receipt. Bring it on. What you gonna do about it?
All right, I owe you.
That's Dino Grant. I like the music. I do think I'm going to rebrand this segment to Dexter Does It.
Oh, so guys, what Dexter Does It? Okay, salacious.
Yeah. You guys know I'm a real judgmental person. I'm proud of it. So I am one of those people that'll be like, "That's disgusting. I won't do this. I hate it." So I decided to make my new segment. Dexter Does It, where I'm going to try things that usually I would look at and I would judge. And today, in the first edition, we're going to try the new KFC cheetza. And
it looks disgusting.
What the fuck is that?
It's a cheetza. It's a piece of chicken, and then there's a pizza on top of it. Pepperoni.
Oh my God.
That looks disgusting.
Wait, don't smell that good. So we're going to try it. And I'll tell you guys. Did you edit out the curse word for me? Huh?
I needed him to edit out that curse word. That was
all right, so I got a piece. Let's see the cut.
We got like
a chicken breast.
When you picked it up, did the cheese come with it, or was it like just past that point?
They just tossed the pepperoni in the box. It's not even attached to nothing.
Can you hold up the non-cut piece? I just want to see what the rest of it looks like in comparison.
Okay.
What are the ingredients that they're on top? Oh my goodness.
Cheese, pepperoni, pizza.
That's tomato. Fried chicken with cheese and pepperoni on.
Is it a tomato sauce? Cheese,
tomato sauce, yeah, pepperoni.
Fried chicken.
So like chicken parm with pepperoni.
It's like chicken parm with pepperonis and no spaghetti.
Except from KFC. All right.
This is a rebranded chicken farm. I guess that's not as bad.
Oh, okay. No, you got to take the whole, you got to do the Guy Fieri. You got to do Guy Fieri style. You got to bite the whole thing.
You got to get that whole bite in there.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. What are we thinking? Is it, are we tasting all like it? Look at them. Herbs and spices? Is that what we're tasting? Dry, moist.
The chicken
moist.
Is good.
Moist.
Hey, chicken is wet.
A little heartburn.
It's chewy.
The piece of chicken is
okay.
The piece of chicken I can do. I don't know where they get these pepperonis from. but don't get them no more.
Now that you're still here, when we are at your funeral and we drop your cat, would you prefer us to pick it up or leave it in there?
Because it's dropping.
So I think I'll rate all the items at like five being the highest. I would rate this a 2. And I don't know if I'm being dramatic right now, but like I feel like that is a lot to ingest at one time.
Okay.
I feel like a little heartburn.
You're literally dying live on camera.
No, seriously, I feel like that is a big, huge.
That's coming out of your pore. We can see it. Your skin.
Would you be willing to put both patties together and eat it like a double down? Like a sandwich.
Not the full thing.
I think you have a bite.
It's a bite. I just want to see a bite. Like if you put both pieces together, like a sandwich. Ty, fix your face.
Well, it comes apart a little bit. So
stop making that face.
Put both pieces together like this.
Yeah, there we go. Yes, that's what I'm talking
about. Jason's so exploiting other for her own personal gain.
Better? Is it better that way? Oh, the double bite. Oh, we like that one. Okay. They don't sell pork at KFC. So where are they getting this pork from for the bacon?
The grocery store next
pepperoni,
door.
Sorry, the pepperoni.
That's the that's the KFC pizza. For those of you want to try it, it's $10 at KFC.
$10.
Try it.
My God.
Try it. My 600-pound life. This has been the first edition of Dexter Does It.
First and last.
It might be the last.
All right. Does anyone have a seat that you want to give that we need to do seats for? Or are we?
Seat the KFC for that. Disgusting. Like, what the hell is that? Why? Who came up with that?
Pizza.
What's the point of that?
When I went to the store to get it, the lady was like, I was like, can I have the chicken pizza? And she said, the cheetah? I said, yeah. She said, are you sure? I said, yes. Then I went to the window and I was like, do a lot of people order these? She said, no. And I see why.
That's what told you right there.
Policy, though.
You messed up.
Make sure Fatima knows where all the documents are for life insurance policy.
I feel like if you eat something like this, though, you really are looking for a heart attack.
You must have your affairs in order before you eat one of these sandwiches. All right. Well, we wish Dex the absolute best tonight as he sleeps, and we hope that he awakens in the morning and things don't seize up overnight.
I think I'm wearing that body out. Look at that.
Sweating.
I'm struggling. My stomach actually hurts now.
thank you guys all for tuning in. Do we have any special shout outs that we want to give to the people that tuned in tonight on Bro Talk Live?
Oh, everybody. Thank you guys so much. Like, we really,
you guys have been awesome tonight. Really active in the chat. Don't forget, check us out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. The podcast will drop tomorrow. And if you didn't know, we're on TikTok as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All right. We will see you guys next week, next Tuesday, live. And Dex, you look like you're about to throw up.
You okay? I am.
This is over. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, we'll see him next week. This has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. We hope you guys have a good night. Peace out.